Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm still drinking 50 cent sodas while these niggas popping champagne. I sold coke in the rock just to get in the game. I thought I owed everybody that gave me fame. And when shit went bad, I took the blame. I had a crew of hard heads, they doubted themselves. Man, I was drowning in the water, they ain't throw no help. My baby mother, we cool, she part of the guild. I kept joints on the feet, her body is silk. Hood love in the air when your boys around. I couldn't save home girl from ups and downs. I'm still flipping through the book, 2 chapters ago. I write my life from Facebook, I'm just letting you know. The playground basketball, I used to do my tricks. Gal chose me and Marbury took our flicks. Haters, I reload and I buck them down. New store, new town, they wanna fuck me now. I keep gold on my finger, no drugs around. I'm counting hundreds, bringing gold in by the pound. Now when they bury me, tell them I'm the one that's real. I took chances, live life like a fairy tale. Lucky me, been the name, but they call me blessed. Now what's life when your whole world filled with stress? Either I cheated or I love them while I'm leaving. I'm whispering sweet nothing in the air while I'm beating. You ask me what's the reason childhood was the reason why I can't treat a woman the way she need to be treated. A bad father lose my kids, that's the way it works. Off the road, thank God, no more paperwork. No chains I maintain, but I'm far from free. Cause my own kids see me as an enemy. And if my pain plague rage on my conscience, me and Steph gotta chill with the nonsense. I'ma hurt better so when it's obvious, because I'm tired of these lanes and these promises. Man, I'm fresh about the jail, motherfucker. I was tired, I was sick up in my jail, motherfucker. I'm back like Britney, I'm straight, minus the rehab. The Drake got the game, I'm the one giving the lead pass. Unsigned, underground, I'm the underdog. One mistake in the light, you can lose it all. Mystical taught these girls how to shake it fast. Nigga on tape, but N.O. taking ass. February income tax, better make it last. June come, food stamps, giving in for cash.
There's no bar.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's Real Talk with Lucky Me, and we're back. It's Mondays. We're a little late, but it's cool. I'm here. We're in the building. We just going to slow it down. Today we're talking about dark skin and light skin. What's, you know what I'm saying, why people have their preference. Like, I'm going to talk about why I like light skin girls, white girls, and stuff like that. If you want to call in, be free to call in. We're sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. We're in the building. Last week I was under the weather, and it got really crazy at the end, but I'm back, and we're doing a damn thing or whatever. 2 new tracks for you. Yes, we got the child support track, and we got some other things in store for you. Elmira, finally you guys have a voice, and we are in the building. Elmira girls, yeah.
Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
Marek.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna give that pussy up. I know these dudes out here playing. But you, girl, keep on playing games. Elmira girl.
Remix.
Elmira girl.
Remix.
Elmira girl.
This the remix.
Elmira girl.
Yo, if money's the motivation, girl, look at me cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go cause you know me well. You rolling this with your life, you playing suicide. Know me and you in the world, girl, it's family guy. Drugs, beers, and shit, you want penetration? I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where it's found the line, girl, you got.
Yeah. Give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now.
Yeah. Give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna.
Yeah, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me. Yes, and we're back, and it's Monday. You know what I'm saying? A little bit late, whatever, but we cool, but I'm here. And you got 2 hours of me at Stills and Dills, Cash for Gold, 707 Lake Street. And we're talking dark-skinned girls. We're talking snow bunnies. We're talking about African Nubian princesses. You know what I'm saying? If you want to call in, let us know what's your preference, why you like white boys, why you like dark guys, whatever. We're talking about it. We got Preem on the call-in. We're going to be interviewing him. He's in the streets. He's known as a ladies' man, and he really don't like white girls or whatever. We're going to interview him, and he's going to tell us why he doesn't like white girls. But we're going to hit you with some Lucky Me laws in the streets. and we're going to be right back. This is Kid Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. We in the fucking building. Matter of fact, we're going to go with that Britney, that remix.
Head face, weed like salad, 14K ring, baby then in marriage, she would scream when he hits her, the pictures that she cheated, she did it once before, he forgave her, she repeated, she's a victim, no never, 20 years together, if the truth doesn't stop, then the love lasts forever, so pleasures of her lips, got her walking on feathers, a heartbreak kid, he loves the Billie Jean, but that kid ain't his, and her voice says killer, just a Mike Jack thriller, a hardworking man, BK Bound, go get her, he stays for his baby girl, painkillers keep insane in a crazy world, jail time, maybe life if you kill a girl. Time invested, but it's hard for him to move on. She's screaming child support before he even get his shoes on. He punched her in the face, now she's dead wrong.
Yes, we're back. We're sorry, we're having technical difficulties, but that's what happens when you're a black man and you got a black show. We're going to be late when we're doing things. Like I said, we got a special guest today, your boy Preem. He's a Brooklyn native. He just came home, and he's going to be talking about he loves black women. And he sent me a letter, and he told me he's going to be home. He told me he was going to be home, and he don't like the fact that I'm against black women and stuff like that or whatever. See what he wants? We're multitasking. I'm running a swap shop and I'm running a radio show. But we're going to get Preem on and see if we can get him on the air.
Yo,
how you doing, Preem, man? Thank you for joining us on the show. Powered by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. And you love your black women, is that so?
Of course, they the wave.
Okay, now, I mean, a lot of people, if you're not a fan of mine or a friend of mine on Facebook, a lot of people don't know that I'm very into my snow bunnies and my white women.
Yeah, you know, you're in love with the snow bunnies and all that, you know what I'm saying? But you got to understand, man, like, These white women, you know what I mean? They just do any and everything for the black man now. You know what I'm saying? So wait, it's
wait,
like,
wait, wait,
no.
I gotta disagree with you. Like, all right, I'm currently in a relationship with a white lady, and I'll tell you, like, I gotta keep on reiterating and saying this. White women can be crazy too. I've seen white girls throw bleach in a nigga face and hot grits and stuff like that too. So where are you basing your information off of, sir?
Like, you know, I base my information off of experience, you know what I'm saying, from dealing with white women, you know what I mean? And, like, you know, like, in the first beginning stages when you're dealing with a white woman, you know what I'm saying, everything be all good and culture and shit. Then when you meet their family and all of that, they be like, oh, look at this black guy or whatever you know what I'm saying, you want to say, you know what I mean? They don't accept you, you know what I mean? So that's just, like, my main problem. Like, she might accept you and put up with you and do all of the things, you know, good and bad things, but, you know, they families don't accept you, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm riding, dying with my black, lovely, beautiful queens, you know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying is, you're saying that if a guy goes out with a white girl, you're going to allow the family to stop your love? Like, say if you're in a relationship with a white girl and y'all niggas is rocking, she's a good girl, just because the family don't accept you, you that's going to change your whole perception of dating white women?
Not only that, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Because family is, like, you know what I'm saying? Family is everything, you know what I'm saying, in this world, you know what I mean? Without family, a lot of us wouldn't even be out here making it, period, you know what I'm saying? So when you base your family, Your family, when your family is, like, you know, involved with your relationship and the person you're dealing with, sometimes it don't even matter if it's black or white, you know what I mean? It could be a Chinese dude messing with a white chick or a Russian chick messing with a black dude or something, you know what I mean? It's always some inconvenience, you know what I'm saying? Something always negative happened in the aspect when it comes down to the family and the people being accepted, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so what about black? I've dated, you know, back in the days, it's some years now, but my first baby mom, she's African American, beautiful young lady, and there were problems with. I had a lot of problems. Actually, this is real talk with Lucky Me, so I shoot it real all day long. I was actually in Atlanta, Georgia, you know what I'm saying, when my son was on his way trying to make a life for me and, you know, my so-called, you know, soon she was going to be my wife, was engaged, and her mother, which is her parent, her family, told me to fly back to New York and to be here with my baby mom and to cause drama. So me being young and ignorant, I came all the way back to New York, and she was crazy. The mom was crazy, and she was African-American. So, you know, it's like, you know, you could say the white girls. Like, I'm so pro. All right, let me switch gears. I'm all over the place. Let me ask this question, sir. Mr. Preem, sir.
Yeah.
If you're in a mall.
Yeah.
Do you think, all right, and you saw a black girl and a white girl, who do you think was going to have the job? Who's going to have a job? Who's more prone to have a job?
I think the white girl is more prone to have the job.
Hold on, we got somebody putting their hands up. Let me get them on. We get them on the air. You're on the air with Real Talk with Lucky Me.
I think that's you.
9370?
Yeah.
You on
the
air? Yeah. All right. I don't know, man. Yo, this Prince, Lucky was popping with you. It's good, boy.
Oh, what's going on?
What's up,
young
boy?
Prince in the building, Elmira, New York. We just tuned in. We're talking about ethnicities, blacks and whites, and you know, I'm for Team Snow Bunny today, and Prince is for Team Nubian Black Sisters that he loves. He loves his black sisters. Preem?
What's the wave, man? Beautiful black woman.
So young.
Shit.
So what you gotta say, young Prince?
All right, this is what I'm saying. I'm all for, you know what I'm saying, black men and black women. You know what I'm saying. I'm always gonna stand for the movement. I understand the movement. You know what I'm saying. But fuck all that shit. If you fall in love with somebody or you in love with somebody, it shouldn't matter what nationality or what ethnic background they come from. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
So it's also pretty much the root of it is love. It don't have nothing to do with race. We're talking love here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That shit conquers everything, you know what I'm saying? If a shorty family is to get involved and she feels some type of way, like if it's true, you know what I'm saying, if she with you and she want to be with you, you know what I'm saying, she going to either step to that situation or, you know what I'm saying, kind of push some people out of the situation. You feel me?
But 9 times out of 10, all of the white chicks that's messing with black chicks out here is not pushing their families away for that black dude.
All right, but that's those are weak women. That's not white women. Those are weak women. I know black women that do that same shit. I know black women that can't play brother or they father, yo, I got this white boy, I got this nigga, you know what I'm saying, in the crib or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because they feel some type of way about it.
That's a minority situation to me. You know what I mean? I'm from the hood. You know what I mean? And when you from when you grow up in the ghettos and the hoods, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere in this world, you know what I mean? You see blacks messing with blacks in the hoods. You see Spanish messing with Spanish. You know what I mean? You see like mulattoes messing with mulattoes. You never see in the hood no black dudes, hood dudes walking down the blocks with no white chicks, B. That's only, like, out-of-town areas and all of that. You never see that in the hood. So when I come out of town and I see that, and I'm like, damn, they doing it like that up here? And then I try some shit like that. You know what I mean? You get smacked in the face, and it don't even got nothing to do with love. You know what I mean? It's just got something to do with, you know what I mean? That's just not, you know what I mean? That's just not for you. Everything is not for everybody.
You right, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, you feel me? I feel what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, it shouldn't matter, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't matter. That shit is old to me, like, that shit, it shouldn't matter, you know what I'm saying? It was like that before, but, you know what I mean? That was back in 1913 or some shit like that. Like, that shit is out of here.
Yeah, but a lot of shit that's happening that happened back in the day to just renew this stuff. This shit is happening again because, like, if you want to take it way back, you know what I'm saying? Or some back in the days when blacks wasn't even allowed to do certain shit. So, like, if they see they white women. If society seen a white woman in a car or walking down a block with a black dude, you know what I mean? They was just like straight up beat him up or like kill him or something like that, you know what I mean? But now the times is different. It's changed, you know what I mean? Everything is more advanced. Everybody got a more clear understanding of love and the person, the type of person that they want to be with or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But the reason why I'm saying this because back in the day, none of this interracial relationships, what they had to do with love, it wasn't allowed. So when something...
All right, hold on. We got somebody else with their hands up. On a private end, we're going to put them through. You're on the air. Hello? Private caller?
What's the wave?
Private caller, you're on the air? Private caller, I'm going to say it again before I turn your mic off. You're on the air. Hello, private caller? All right, she don't want to speak or he don't want to speak, so we're going to turn them off. Like I said, if you just tuned in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Man. We're talking about races and stuff like that. We still got Prince on the phone and the boy Prem, you're still online?
Yo.
You already
right, so, since we're talking about love and stuff like that, I'm going to throw another fastball at you guys. I need an explanation for this. How come when a guy goes out with a female who to the masses is not magazine pretty or what society says is sexy, why does girls start coming out the woodwork? All of a sudden want to write you, start visiting you, and stuff like that when you get a relationship with a girl who's, you know, to the masses say that isn't sexy. Why do, let's say if she's ugly. We're just going to say ugly. When a guy dates an ugly girl or when a female dates an ugly guy, why do the exes and all of a sudden people want to start hitting on you guys?
Because the reason why I feel that is, that's like, for instance, if a dude, he got coin, you know what I mean? He got a little ugly chick or whatever, you know what I'm saying? He walking around with his chick, other chicks is liking that shit that he doing right there. You know what I'm saying? So they like, damn, they seeing him every day or whatever, they see him with his shorty or whatever. They know what the situation is. So, you know, they want to be in that same situation too. So they try their best to blow her out the picture so they could get in where they fit in, bottom line.
But the same guy or female would try to get with these same women before he got into this particular situation, and it's like they didn't want to give him love. But as soon as he goes out with a so-called not sexy or what society says is ugly. Remember, keep it, keyword society. Not saying that these people aren't beautiful people. This is what society says. Why do they wait till this guy get, or female gets into a relationship to want to show interest?
Because they never know like what they lost until it's gone, B. Like, you never know what you really have until it's away from you. You know what I'm saying? It's like if your mother died, you never really knew how much you truly cared for her until she gone. You feel me?
Yo, I want to give a shout-out to Tracy and Miss Stephanie. We got the poll going on Facebook, dark skin or light skin. And we got Tracy says brown caramel, which would be, I guess, peanut butter complected. And then we got Miss Stephanie from Elmira talking about both. So I guess, you know, she likes them both. She's a little freak. We got Miss Becky, and she said what Tracy said, very sexy. If you just tuned in, it's Real Talk with Lucky Me. We just cooling. We taking a light. We got our feet up. We at the shop. Lucky Me, Middle X. We out here in Elmira. A lot of Elmira drama. Now, Preem, let me ask you a question. It's about to get cold and stuff like that, and Christmas and stuff like that is coming around. Is there anything that, as far as clothing, that you don't want to see these Elmira girls wearing?
Oh, like as far as clothes?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, they go, the type of clothes that, you know what I'm saying, I never seen, like, a lot of Elmira chicks out here in a lot of exotic shit, you know what I mean? I just see them on some, you know, on some Burlington shopping type of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, not trying to, you know, disrespect their clothes, trying to say their shit is whack or anything like that. But, you know what I mean, I don't be seeing chicks with Giuseppe's on, you know what I'm saying, and exotic Gucci shit and Louis and all that, you know what I mean? So, to each his own.
So pretty much what you're saying, like me and you, I'm a Brooklyn native. If we went to Brooklyn, you know, on any given day, Fulton Street, Nostrand Ave, you're going to see girls coming out fully. So do you feel like these girls in Elmira, they say, all right, we got babies, we guys done ran through us, we got low self-esteem. You think they just give up and say, fuck it, we're going to come out in slippers and sweats?
Nah, I think they more likely, like, they say they give up and give all of their energy to, like, their kids and shit. And they get their kids more flyer, you know what I'm saying, than anything else because they know that shit is just some materialistic shit. You feel me?
I got to disagree with you, sir. I got to disagree with you on that because I don't see their kids fly at all.
Not flying in the sense of really being fly, but like flying in the sense of being fresh. You feel me?
Okay. I get. Like I said, any females that's listening, I want to give a shout out to all the mothers
like,
who do what they got out here in Elmira, and they do take care of the kids. Because I get a lot of backlash, being that it seems like I'm poking or sending shots at all the Elmira females. Out of 100%, I would say they're about 30% that. They work hard, they bust their ass, pay their bills, make sure their kids are happy. It happens all the time. I own a swap shop. They come through. They get the kids their latest games, TVs, iPods, things of that nature. So I want to give a special shout-out to all those mothers out here in Elmira. Like I said, if you just tuned in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pre-Game Radio. And today's sponsor is Cast Vote. 707 Lake Street. If you got some gold, new or old, get it sold. Bring it to Lucky. He will give you top dollar for your gold and silver. If you didn't know, gold is at $1,700. That's a lot of money. If you have broken gold, bring it through. If you can't, if you got mad kids and no car, I will ride my bicycle. Yeah, I said it. I will come to you and I will pick up that gold. We got two dudes on the air right now. We're gonna go to.
You know what I mean?
I go to that child support. Like I said, now this track right here.
All right, mucho respect.
Child support.
All right.
Now, a lot of females, they say a lot of the men don't help out. You know what I'm saying? This is a little track that I just did. We're going to go, we're going to pay some bills and we're going to play this child support track. Oh!
I'm tired of this shit, you fucking bum ass nigga. You here and there, you can't even take care of your fucking kid. That's why I fake this shit, dumb nigga. I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. You ain't getting shit, bitch. My baby mama calling, voicemail, hang up on her, baby need new shoes. All she do is want for money, man, he don't want for nothing. She washed up like she hot, acting like she young, still acting.
Man, I'm done inside.
Last check, little mama bought a Gucci bag. My income tax, man, she took everything I had. She talking shit to her friends like I'm a bad father. My sister wanted to wash her up, I said, why bother? I'm emotional, dude, yes, this shit bothers me. Dejected like you mean, so what's it gonna be? I gave her the house, the cars and the keys, and I fell to my knees, now
yeah,
I'm broke.
I want the cars, the money, buy me some clothes. I want the big house on the hill. Lucky my love ain't free, plus I got kids on my wrist where I live. Nigga, I want child support.
Yes, 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 we back. We was playing some bills, you know what I'm saying? I went up the street to the AA Mart, whatever they call that shit. Got me a little beef patty and all that. Shout out to Duke up the street. Yo, if you tuned in, it's Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black, making this whole thing possible. Now, this part of the show is called Ask Lucky Me Anything. Five questions, people from all over the place that ask me crazy questions. I have to answer them honestly. The number one question we got here, the first one is, how would you explain yourself if your mom walked in on you while you were masturbating? Now, if my mom walked in on me masturbating, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would say. But knowing me, I'm a funny nigga. I would have to make some type of joke out of it. If my mom caught me beating off, I come out the room. I say, first of all, I come to her room and I apologize, mom, for catching me in my meat in my hand. But, you know what I'm saying, I came from her. So I'll tell her, at least I'm keeping it safe, and I had to get one of them things off. That's what I would say. Preem signed off. I want to give a shout out to Preem for calling in or whatever. He had to go take care of the things that he take care of with his black, beautiful women. Let's see what we got here. Young Prince, are you still on the air, sir?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, sir. I got to ask you the same questions. We got the five questions that these people be asking me. Say you was in your house, you was getting money, and your mom walked in on you, beating off. What you do? Pause.
I'm a grown-ass kid, dog. Like, Mom Dukes walks in on me, I'm a, you know what I'm saying? I'm a scream.
How would you do, sir?
When she leave the room, I'm a finish because I already got caught. And then after that, I'm a clean up and go out at her like, damn, Ma, you got to chill on that.
Okay. All right, second question. They got another question here. Is this last time I checked? Wow. That's a nasty one. I can't say that. This is a family show. Okay. I was in a 5-year relationship. I was in love. Still is with her. Others never cared about me. That's just because it sounds nice. All right. Wow, I can't even talk about that either. That's really nasty. I don't want to say it, but talk about them things or whatever. Hold on, we're having technical difficulties here at the shop, whatever. Hold on 1 second, we'll be right back.
Drop, 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 two, see, the me and my coochie. Top two seat of me and my coochie. Top two seat of me and my coochie. Top two seat of me and my coochie.
I'm riding passenger side. I'm cruising with the fame. MIA. I'm dealing with the main. Girl, let's hit the beach. You sexy girl, let's go. I wanna lick you down and fold you like a pretzel. Girl, I'm nasty. Different sexy. I'm talking handcuffs, whip and whipped cream. Make your booty clap. I'm sitting back like I'm a don. I got money in the bank. I'm ballin' like LeBron.
Top two seat of me and my coochie. Top two seat of me and my coochie. Top two seat of me and my coochie.
Yeah. When my pants fall down, I pull that head girl back it up.
Mr. Rare Beat Instrumental.
My body dick all up in your butt. You on top, you squirting titties moving like everywhere. Honey chocolate girl, don't stop it. Jerk that pussy right there. Wanna feel you come sweat, messing all up my scenes. Licking on your toes and your ass, cause I'm a freak. Excuse my language, ho. Please don't tell my mom.
Yeah, we back. Sorry for that, you guys. We have some technical difficulties or whatever. We back, doing some things. Back to the questions at hand. We got a question. If a girl was sucking your cock, pause, and went too far and gagged and then puked, would you ever talk to her again? Now, if a girl was sucking my dick and she threw up on my penis, either I was beasting or stuff like that happens. You know, if you hit the back of the tonsils, oh, that's the wrong one. If it hits the back of your tonsils, a girl going to throw up sometime. Anybody who have a lot of sex knows all types of stuff happens. You know, girls could be on their period and dick, period blood on your dick and a condom and all that. A lot of that nasty stuff happens. If you're listening, you're like, ew, he nasty. No, I'm not nasty because, guys, you probably fucked your girl on the period and got mad shit all over your boxes and all over your heads and you had to get in the shower. And then when you got into the shower, you see all the red hitting the bottom of the shower and it turned orange and it's nasty and you're like, ew. So if a girl sucking my dick and she throws up, I'm going to get a glass of water, clean it up, and be like, baby, you all right? Rub her stomach and all that. And those are the things that I would do. Now, what's the next question this girl has? Pause. I can't answer that question. What's the most embarrassing or unpleasant thing that's ever happened to you during sex? Damn, that's a good one. Unpleasurable. When I say unpleasurable, I think any man would say that. I think when he's getting his dick sucked and a girl snags like a hair or something, get caught in between her teeth, or she scave him or hit. Like a girl that don't know how to suck dick, that's like unpleasurable. Like as far as like embarrassing, I'm trying to think. All right, I think. Embarrassing. All right, I can't think of too many embarrassing stories, but I can tell you what happened to one of my friends one time. His name is Q. He's from the Bronx. Now, this girl came over, and she was sucking on his titty, and she came out the room, and she was like, yo, his titty was salty. That, I don't know. So, ladies, y'all don't, like, fellas, if you're going to suck, if you know you're getting some buns, you know what I'm saying, hit that water, man. You know what I'm saying? Get that salt off you. Start trying to get these girls high blood pressure, man. You know what I'm saying? Get in that water and do the things that you need to do. Or whatever. We're going back to the questions. This Real Talk with Lucky Me. Finally, Elmira has a voice. People wanted the show. I got to do it. Who we on here? We got more questions. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Got a lot of questions here. I'm trying to get the good ones, y'all. Hey, Lucky Me, da-da-da. If you can, da-da-da. Way from da-da-da, your favorite TV show. Oh, Lucky Me, what's your favorite TV show as a child? That's some good ones. If I have to go back, it's a toss-up between Ninja Turtles and Fraggle Rock. I don't know. I'm not that old. I'm still in my 20s, but anybody that had MTV back in the days, they watched Fraggle Rock. But I can honestly say Ninja Turtles is the ultimate child show ever. Everybody wanted to be a Ninja Turtle. You did. I did. She did. Even your cat wanted to be a Ninja Turtle. Well, so those are the things that we're going through. Like I said, now we're talking Elmira drama. We're gonna get past the questions for a second, and we're gonna talk about some Elmira drama. Elmira, New York. We talking about the girls. We talking about the dudes. We talking about the things going on. Let's talk about these after parties that go on. Now, Elmira people, when I grew up, I'm from a group home. The places I grew up in a group home, and we threw a lot of parties. Now, growing up in Brooklyn and you know what I'm saying, out there in Rockland County and stuff like that, and we threw parties and stuff like that, the object is this. You're going to a place where they're playing music. You're going to be eating chips, smoking weed, which I don't condone, children, if you're listening. Drinking, children, I don't condone, if you're listening. You know, you're going to have a good time. Now, since I've been in Elmira, New York, people go to these afties, that's what they call them. You know, they'd rather go to the bar first than go straight to the party, which is very alcoholic of them to do. And they don't dance. Ladies, why the fuck do you go to these parties to fucking stand on the wall and show off your little outfits? Y'all pay y'all little $5 to go to these parties, and y'all don't dance. Then y'all get mad when the black brothers walk in there with the white girls, and the white girls is whining on the black men. Then y'all want to fight the white girls. Yes, I know what the fuck I'm talking about because I've had a whole bunch of parties, and I've seen how the black girls get when the white girls is in the middle of the dance floor. There were two fights in my last party that I threw. Ladies, if you're listening, you don't have to say your name. Just press 1. Tell me, why don't y'all dance? Why don't y'all want to have fun anymore at these parties? Y'all rather go to the party to show off your new heels and your new earrings to your friends or whatever. If you're listening, press 1. I will get you on the air. Let's see if Young Prince. Yo, Young Prince, you still on the air?
Yo. Mixed
yo. Wherever. Yo, why do these ladies, why don't they dance at these afty parties? Why don't they dance?
Them bitches, they ain't got no words for them, man. They don't want to dance and they want to get mad when the bunny starts dancing.
No, but no, seriously though, why do you think they don't dance? They rather just, when you think of party, what do you think of? Dancing, right? Give and play. Right. Dancing. You think of partying.
Huh?
Is there a female in the background, sir? Maybe we can get her. Maybe she can answer this for the females.
I'm at the palace with my wife and your shorty doo-wop. I'm gonna put her on the phone.
Yeah, put somebody on the phone. I want to know why the females don't dance at these parties. They rather fight and beef with their baby daddy they don't care about.
Because they ain't on fire. That's all they like is that drama. That's what most bitches like.
So, ma'am, when you go to these, if you ever do, not saying you do, when you do go to these after parties, do you have a good time? Do you dance on the guys?
Yeah, that's the point of going to a party.
So you spend your $5, because that's what they're charging. Jocko, plug in. Jocko charge $5 for these parties or whatever. You know what I'm saying? People get in there, and they still don't dance.
I'm a boogie.
You're on a boogie. You're going to go in there. You're going to sweat your hair out. You going to go out there. Woo! Had a good time.
Yeah,
oh, hands are going up.
Get right on the wall. If I'm on the wall, I'm about to get on the wall.
Okay, hold on. Who we got? We got 1465. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Listen, the point of a party is to get drunk.
There she is.
Hello, ma'am. You're in the air?
Hello?
Yes, you're in the air?
I said that the point of a party is to get drunk and play beer pong.
And so pretty much when you think of party and they're like, oh, my God, there's a party. Yeah, we're having a good time. Let's just go or whatever. You're not thinking, oh, I'm going to be dancing on some man's penis and he's rubbing like we're having sex through the clothes. You just want to go there, beer pong, and get drunk. Yeah.
You have to get my free pong. I want to go get drunk. And once I'm completely wasted, I'm not going to give a fuck what I'm doing. And I'll be in the dance floor anyway.
So basically, she's saying you gotta be drunk.
That would be
wasted. What type of sex does that mean?
Ain't you supposed to boogie while you're getting drunk? No, because if I fuck up or look embarrassed, I'm not gonna care if I'm drunk. If I'm half sober, I'm gonna care.
So, right, so you're telling me you care what other people are saying when you're on the dance floor boogieing?
All right, ladies. excuse me, ladies, just a quick question. Why, I mean, when I, like I said, where I'm from, a party starts at 8 o'clock, people's there at 10, and they're rocking out to like 3 in the morning. Why do people insist on going to the bar first to spend money, then go to these after parties?
Because it's after. You can only, you know, the bar's closed at 1 hour here at the after. You can drink till whatever the party is.
Pretty much. So I'll go get back to 21, and when that party comes along, hey, you're still getting wasted, and your night's not going to be in the tutor.
Signal shit on to get other people sick.
Oh, right here. There's no Wi-Fi over here.
Yeah.
Right, here. Right there.
It's on, though?
Yeah, it's on. So if you had Wi-Fi in here, it would pick up. But I don't have Wi-Fi in here. You got if you just tuned in, it's Real Talk with Lucky Me. We multitasking. We running a swap shop, 707 Lake Street, Stills and Deals. You got old baby stuff you want to get rid of or whatever, bring it through. But keep in mind, ladies, if you bring your baby stuff in, please take your panties out the bag. Take your bras out the bag. Last bag that I got from a young lady, she had her her sexy panties was in the bag. Were they clean? I'm not going to say that, but she still had her stuff. So make sure these clothes are clean or whatever. And leave your panties and stuff like that to the side. If you turn in, we're talking about the after parties and stuff like that, fighting and stuff like that. Young ladies, are you listening? You're still on the air, young ladies?
Yeah.
All right, switching gears. Now, recently there was a fight on YouTube with an Elmira girl fighting. There was a lot of comments and stuff like that. What is your take on adult females fighting? Is there an age limit, or it doesn't matter? If it goes down, it goes down.
It goes down, but at the same time, like, in the sound, it's over pointless, stupid shit. Girls need to learn how to talk, not scream and yell and then throw punches. Fucking
right now,
talk.
I don't know where you're going, right?
Tone of voice. You have a nice tone of voice. Use it. Don't scream.
I beg to differ, because bitches out here, they be fighting over dudes, like, for what? They fighting over penis. There's no reason for that. There's too much penis in the world just to, you know what I'm saying? We're stuck on one.
Exactly, and if any girl looks at her phone, she's got more, I guarantee she's got five or more contacts of penis to get.
Yo.
Oh, I do it all that. Sorry, we conducting business here at Stills and Dales, 707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York. We got a lot of people putting their hands up. We got somebody else. We're gonna get them in real quick.
Hey, Brooklyn,
you're on the air 3056.
You're on
the air 3056.
Hello.
You're on the air. Real Talk with Lucky Me.
All right, so I'm calling in to comment about the girl fight.
Wait, miss, I will mute you. So let me tell you, before you go in, this is a family show. Keep it basic, keep it civil, miss. Can you keep it civil?
Oh, I can keep it civil.
Are you sure you'll keep it civil? Because I got the button, I can press the mute button. I got the button. So you got the floor.
The button. Yeah.
All right, well, anyways, in reference to the girl fight, it did not have anything to do with penis.
The stuff
over
here? Nah. Because I know it was. Nah, I pulled at 11.
Thank you.
My clock. Miss, if you're going to say what you're going to say, miss, you're on the air.
I just said it. I said it had nothing to do with penis, so let's clear that one up.
So what did it have to do with?
It had to do with Hooters.com.
All right, okay, forget about names and stuff like that. Let me ask you this question, miss. Is there an age bracket on fighting when it comes to females, or do it matter? If you feel disrespected, you 40 years old, you're going to fight.
Well, honestly, I felt disrespected, and so we'll just refer to the fight. I felt disrespected, and I...
But what are we talking about, miss? Is there an age limit? Is there an age limit where adults should sit down, females can be able to sit down and all right, can sit down and talk about their problems? Is there an age?
No, there shouldn't be no age, because people should just want to do that naturally, but some people don't do that. Some people take it to the next level.
So let me ask you a question. Let's just say when it's all said and done, the females fight and y'all rip each other hairs out and y'all beat each other up. What is accomplished?
I didn't say accomplished anything, but sometimes.
So you just admitted live on air, real talk, sponsored by Pre-Game Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black that fighting accomplished nothing. Correct?
You're right.
So why do it?
Because sometimes you just have to. Hello.
Brooklyn Black, are you on the air, Brooklyn Black?
I'm in the building.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I say it like this. One, grown people, like, you know what I'm saying, it shouldn't, you know what I mean, shouldn't be really fine, but I understand sometimes, you know, the situation, you got to throw your hands. It is what it is. But to go out to a party and look for a fight or to go to a party, just to, you know what I'm saying, show out. If you want to show up your outfit or whatever, join a fucking fashion show. If you're going to a party, you're supposed to dance, get sweaty, you know, have some fun and shit. What's the point of going, A, to look for trouble, and B, just to stand there and look cute? You want to stand there and look cute, go to a fashion show.
Yeah, the reason why I say that is because, like, these females, and I, like, let me stop for a second. I want to thank the young lady for calling in and voicing herself, and I want to throw it out, too. Like, at the end of the day, if I feel disrespected, I am going to fight, but if I can talk it out first, I would try to talk it out, but sometimes it may not be no reasoning, and like I said, fighting solves nothing. All it is one of those things where niggas feel good about themselves and stuff like that, and somebody gets beat up, whatever, win, lose, or draw, and stuff like that. Miss, who called in about the fight, so after the fight and everything, because it's obvious you won the fight, you know what I mean? Maybe not by a lot, but you still won. A win is a win. Where are you going to take it from there?
I'm saying it is what it is, but The person that I fought with had nothing, like there was no reasoning. She had no role in this. Like, it had nothing to do with her.
Will there ever be peace, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I'm saying, like, with who?
The person that you're at Hooters.com or someone, whoever you're upset with. Will there ever be peace?
I can't guarantee anything.
Because
my kids were involved.
Since I'm glad you brought the kids, because it doesn't make me seem like a bad guy. All right, now we're talking about kids and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not doubting your parenting skills or anything, but does this set a good example for your children? So when they get over there and they get into a problem and they want to know when is it good to forgive and forget, or what is this teaching the kids?
It didn't teach my kids anything because my kids weren't there. My kids don't witness anything that I do.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is the moral of the story is you're still their mom. And if, you know, morals and stuff like that, you're instilling morals and you're instilling what you know. So the things that you're doing, like pretty much, I'm asking you, can there be peace? And you're saying you don't know or maybe not and stuff like that. So pretty much what I'm saying, what kind of example are you setting for the kids of tomorrow?
I'm just saying that my kids know right from wrong, and all I'm saying is you saying is their peace. I'm saying I can't guarantee anything, but as long as she stay out my face, there won't be a problem.
Now, are you aware, ma'am, that say you at McDonald's, she goes to McDonald's, and y'all see each other, and you smack dog shit out of her? You're arrested.
No one said I was going to attack her, but I got words for her.
Oh, you have words. Okay, I was just saying, because, you know how people and how life is, you know, you fight and you go to jail, and then that would take you away from the ones you love.
Right. Unless you got bail.
Which is not good. Now, my job as the host with Brooklyn Black is to, you know, lay it out there. I think you guys, just you two, should have a meeting with nobody else around. Not me, not nobody, just you two, maybe in a park or something. Maybe even y'all go get some lunch or something like that, and y'all need to talk about this. Would you be open to having a meeting with this young lady to squash it?
Mm-mm. You know why?
What?
I'm not squashing it with her though, because there's issues deeper. There's issues deeper than that. There's things that she did could have cost me my kids.
But it didn't, though. And
at the end of the day, she had no remorse for that. She had no remorse. You know why? Because they wasn't her kids. And you know why? Because she was worried about everybody else around her. And her, of all people, know the situations in my life. So for her to put me and my children at jeopardy like that, you know what I mean? So unless people really know where I'm coming from, they're not going to understand it. But that's why I have the problem I have with Hooters.
All right, hold on. We got somebody putting their hands up. Let me see if we can get them on the air. You are on the air.
No.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, you're on the air. Are you listening to what's going on?
Hey, yo, I'm listening. Hey, yo, I'm listening. I'm just an advocate. I'm just an advocate for an anonymous person that says whatever, to that caller, whatever happened before that, like, that's not what even happened to make you lose your kids. Like, you're grown.
Whatever you did that made you lose your kids is on you. You grown. You don't got to put yourself in that situation.
That's all, point blank. Like, on top of that, like, you spazzed on me, and then you didn't even let me talk. Like, if you would have been like, okay, well, can you still help me do this for the kids, take me to see the kids, it would have been a yes. Like, you wanted to spazz out and automatically assume that I wasn't going to do that.
Well, hold on. Let me talk. No, there ain't no talking, because y'all need to put facts out there. For one, I never lost my kids. For two, what I said was you put me in jeopardy of losing my kids. I had a caseworker at my door because you were too worried about running around with other people. I asked you to bring me something. I asked you to bring me my keys, to keep it completely fucking honest. I asked you to bring me my keys. You left me and my kids standing in the cold, pouring rain outside because you chose to run off with a bunch of guys. It don't matter, Amanda. It don't matter.
Okay, it really does matter because I wasn't even in town when you asked me for them. And on top of that, like, I thought you put them under the mat the day before that because you were supposed to for night sex. I didn't even know they were in the car.
With more than two kids.
Hello?
Hello?
All right, we're going to get it back. Are you finishing anything that you need to say, Miss? You got your point out?
No, I didn't get my point out because now, like, I'm mad. Like, and on top of that, like, that fight that happened, the girl who fought her was not there for me at all. Me and that girl are not friends. We only know each other. She didn't come there to fight for me at all. And people in this house will tell you that she was not there for me. That fight had nothing to do with me, whether people want to believe it did or not.
Yeah.
All right.
Yo, look.
Yes, sir.
All right, yo. This is the situation on that whole fight. That fight had nothing to do with Hooters.com. That fight had to do with bitches coming to people's places of work or whatever, starting shit, being tough. I made the call, whatever. Personal problems was they was fighting over my man, Gene. Whatever happened with them, Brittany fell some way.
So it's safe to say that Elmira girls are...
They need to take their ass to work, stop playing.
So pretty much... Hold on. We got to put this on. It's going down, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, Elmira has a radio show. It is going down. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me. If you just tuned in, you call 347-857-4302. And it's Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, Adam on the Facebook, the Twitter. And we're talking about the Elmira girl fight. We got both ladies on the air. We're trying to come to a mutual agreement where these two lovely snow bunnies can, you know, talk and be friends or not, maybe once again. We're going to cool it down for a second, and we're going to hit with that Elmira girl song.
Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch.
Okay. Alright. I know that you don't want
love. You wanna give that pussy up.
Uh-huh.
I know these dudes out here slaying,
yeah.
But you girl keep on playing games.
Uh-huh.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
This is the remix.
I'm out of girl. I'm out of girl.
Yo, if money's the motivation, girl, look at me cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go cause you know me well. You rolling this with your life, you playing suicide. Know me and you in the world, girl, it's family guys. Drugs, beers, and shit, you want penetration. I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where I found the line, girl, you got me waiting. I wanna fuck that pussy, girl, I'm impatient, yeah. I'm already in the mix, I'm in the back glowing live with your well with some chicks. You need a good man, but you don't want that. You got your hands in the air like Lucky. Where the money at? How you live, I don't know. You can't gas the kid like grass, room to grow. Girl, you my last bitch, but no diva though. But I think you beautiful, and I'm a gentleman. Sign you ain't used to. I shine bright like your sun, girl, where your dollars at? I got a black cherry now. Girl, you can holler back. Sucking on dick and shit, come, you swallow that. I buy girls flowers, never beat, but I'ma swallow that. Get your mom made, Facebook throwing shade. I thought you was my boo, yeah, I called you babe. I'm getting money, I don't want nothing. All I want is for Amira, girl, to stop fronting. One out of five got STDs. Young girls getting pregnant, nope, not by me.
By me, by me, by
yeah, yeah. Nah, they get pregnant, by me, baby.
Oh, oh.
Tell them Lucky.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna get that pussy up.
Yeah.
I know these dudes out here playing.
Yeah.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Why?
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
The remix.
I'm out of girl.
Cause this is the remix.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
This is the remix.
I know that you don't want love.
Nah.
You wanna get that pussy
up.
I know these dudes out here playing.
Okay.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Why?
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
This is the remix.
I'm out of girl.
Yeah.
I'm out of
girl.
Yeah. I'm out of girl.
What up?
Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch. Nah. Nah, how you gonna make a song about us right now? Fuck your store. Nah, go take care of your kids. What's a Mr. New City anyway? I'll fuck with these bum-ass niggas anyway. I don't give a shit if they don't got a job. I'm from Elmira. Fuck that shit. Elmira hoes this, Elmira hoes that. Why you making songs about us anyway, Lucky? Fuck you. Bum-ass nigga. Nah, I don't wanna hear that shit. Get out of my face. Really? Really? Are you for real right now? I'm good. Nah, get away from me. Nah, I'm good.
Yes, 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 we're back. Real talk. We're Lucky Me. Finally, Elmira, New York has a voice. Yes, 707 Lake Street. Stills and Dales. We got a problem. We got a very interesting show. There's a YouTube video that, you know, hit the airwaves this week, and there's, you know, a lot of talk about why the fight went about and stuff like that. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to, you know what I'm saying, we're trying to calm it down. We're trying to keep the peace, you know what I'm saying? No one was really hurt in the fight, thank God. No one went to jail, thank God. People went back to their respective homes, and things were good. We have both young ladies on the air who want to speak. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Bed-Stuy Brooklyn in the fucking building, and we chilling. I got
yes.
A poll going on Facebook.
Before we get back into the ladies, I gotta make this announcement. This Saturday on Pregame Radio, it will be Ladies Night, so definitely tune in. And also next Wednesday, November 2nd, Pregame Radio takes time to remember Travis Clark. It would have been his 28th birthday, Wednesday, November 2nd, and we're gonna have a special show dedicated just for him. So anyone in Rockland County, Nyack, Westchester, who knew him, who loved him, and want to say something, I'm giving you a chance to do it. So definitely hit me up on Facebook, hit me on Twitter, and I'll set it all up for you.
Yes, yes. Shout out RIP to my nigga Travis. Good dude, funny dude. Like I said, we're back on Facebook with the poll. Ladies, dark skin or light skin? We got a couple votes. We got a lot of votes for the light skin. I'm not really liking what I'm seeing, okay? Because I'm blacker than midnight, and I don't really like what I'm seeing. Shout out to Miss Bryant out here in Elmira. She went with light skin. Shout out to Miss Red. She went with light skin. And Miss Jessica out here in Elmira. She went with light skin. The dark skin bros ain't getting no love. How do you feel about that, Brooklyn Black? Do you like dark skin women or light skin women, or do you care at all? Brooklyn Black, you on there? You still there? Oh, he dipped off. All right, so we're going to go. We're going back. We're going to see if we can get these people back on the air. Let's see what we got. Young Prince, you still on the air, sir?
Yeah, we got special guest appearance.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold for a second, sir. We got people with their hands up. We got a private caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
What's going on, sir? Y'all, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me. You're on the air. What you want to say, sir?
Well, I just got a thing to say. I see that you and your little team doing your little music thing.
Okay. Anything else you want to say? We're talking about dark-skinned chicks and light-skinned chicks and stuff like that. You got a preference, sir?
Oh, I like my red balls all day, every way, but that's irrelevant right now. I'm saying, like, I see that y'all came doing y'all music thing. I want to battle your best man.
All right, hold on. I'm going to give you an opportunity
to
do that.
Let me get this.
Battle session?
Huh?
Now, sir, you're from Elmira, New York, correct?
Never that. I was never born out here, but I have been out here for years, but that's irrelevant.
You've been out here for years, and my team, talking about Lucky Me, you want to battle the best guy that's on Turn Me Up Entertainment. Now, when you say battle, do you want to battle,
Do you have battle hours? Do you have battle hours, like certain sessions? Because I'm available 24/7, you know what I mean? I love this music shit, and I figure, you know what I mean? Y'all putting out Myra on the map, I'm going to show you how it's really done, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, shit!
See, I'm tempted to stray away from what's going on, so I'm gonna keep it regular. I'm in regular mode right now.
So here's what we gonna do. Caller, you wanna battle and all that? Here's what you do. Drop an email at pregameradio@gmail.com.
Okay, now
and I'll get back to you
again?
And we set everything up.
All right, say no more.
Sir, do you I don't really know what you do for a living or anything. How is your coin situation?
Oh, my paper's looking very, very, very wealthy. Very wealthy.
Okay, so this is my thing. When it comes to Turn Me Up Entertainment, everything involves money. We got kids and we got mistresses and gumas and all that. So it's all about money.
I understand that real talk.
All right, so if there's going to be a battle, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to have the cameras. We're going to bring the cameras out. And you got to have, do you have $2,500 cash?
$500? That's petty change.
No, $2,500.
Oh, that's real petty. That's nothing. $2,500, that's nothing.
Okay, so then that'll be something we can go shopping with. So bring your $2,500, and you're going to battle Young Prince.
Okay, that's not a problem.
All right, so I don't know if you got, like you said, he gave you the email, whatever. Whenever you want to do it, just let me know. Our money is good over here or whatever. And we can set that up. I appreciate you knowing the number of the show. I appreciate you even calling in or whatever. I love music. So music is a competitive sport. And, you know, win, lose, or draw. We all having fun. It's done in Elmira, and that's what we're doing. We're making good music on both ends.
Tell your protege, Young Prince, to get his bars ready.
Get his bars ready? All right.
Hold on.
We got Young Prince on the air. Young Prince, you in the air?
We just got an offer, a battle.
Someone wants to battle you for $2,500 cash.
$2,500 cash
on the table. Winner takes all, whole $5,000.
We get that, bruh. If he got the bread, nigga, it's whenever.
I got the bread. $2,500. That's play cash.
Free money. I'm hungry.
Yeah, free money in my pocket.
I've been waiting for a nigga to hop out the window.
Yeah, it's your boy, though. Shout out to the Red Bones, you already know.
Yeah.
Red Bones all day. Red Bones and Yellow Bones.
All right.
But don't make it got the paper. Come holla at niggas.
All right. That's,
I do this shit.
That's pretty. All right, I want to thank the caller, the Elmira caller, for calling in and saying they've been watching the music and stuff like that. I appreciate you for calling in. He hung up. He wants to battle. Do I think it's ever going to go down? No, I don't think it's going to go down. But I appreciate him calling. If you're tuning in, we're talking about the fight that recently happened. We're trying to create peace and stuff like that amongst the lady. Let me see if that young lady is still on. Let me see if we can still get her on there. Miss Bam Bam Ray, you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
She's still here. She's still on the air listening. Like I said, we appreciate you having you on here. I'm trying to set up a meeting with you guys. What's the chance of that happening?
I don't know.
Miss, you have people now. Listen, Miss Bam Bam Ray. At the end of the day, you have to live this life. Can you tell your proteges and stuff in the background to be quiet and stuff like that? And if they want to call in, they have the number. They can call in. They don't got to whisper in your ear to try to tell you things. You're a grown woman. Is that peekaboo? Is that peekaboo in the background, always in everybody's corner?
Is that the same one that was here last week talking a whole bunch of shit?
Yes, it is peekaboo. Yeah, always. This what, like, ladies and gentlemen, this is real talk for Lucky Me. And this is what happens. Peekaboo is a young lady. She likes to peek around corners. She likes to peek in boxes and stuff like that. Those are the things that she likes to do. She's a very slimy individual. She's okay, girl. But she's a very slimy individual, and you watch out for her. If you see her in your local McDonald's out here in Elmira, she's peeking. Watch out for her. Watch out for her. Oh, we got
you
people putting their hands up.
Me.
Yo, look, let's get through these lines. Let's get through these callers.
All right, I'm getting to them. You're on the air.
Okay, well, the fuck you talking shit?
Again. Oh my God! Oh, Lord of mercy! Oh Lord! Peekaboo, are you there?
No fucking duh.
Miss, you can't. This is a family show. You can't curse. This is a Christian show. You can't curse on the show. Peekaboo. Peekaboo. Why do you sleep with everyone's man?
Oh shit!
I don't.
Did you or did you not sleep with Tyler when she was going out? When he was going out with Lindsay?
I did. And she
how do you feel
that.
About
that?
Okay, now wait a minute. Wait. Yeah, but didn't Hooters fuck Pudge while he was with Alicia?
And wait.
Did you and Pudge both try to get in my pants the night Alicia and Amanda were in room?
Yeah, we're going to quick commercial break. We don't get back to you. We
got. Yo, what's poppin', y'all? This something special, you know what I'm saying, right here? I mean, my boy, he likes this girl. He been rocking with her for a minute, you know what I'm saying? So, through my talent, I'ma express his feelings to her.
Yeah.
I know you see me as your BFF. I look good and well dressed. I know we just friends, girl. I can't help myself. I Facebook your page to try to tell you how I feel. I admit it, this love thing I feel is so real. I'm shooting a movie. I hit you up because I need a star. Tingle, tingle, sexy smile. You know who you are. You got a face that light the room up. I ain't talking cheesy. Single mother, it ain't easy. Conversations on the phone, yeah, they kinda tease me. Palisades Mall, you used to come to see me. Let's get a room, I wanna kiss you cause you so special. You on my mind all the time, that's my little nephew. Maybe I'm strong, or you might be the one to be my baby girl, a mom to my son. I got money, vacation, you need a break. Give me a chance, girl. Nope, no more.
I know I'm different than them guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we just friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love you. I know I'm different than them guys that you used to. And all I want you to do is be my baby boo. I know we best friends, and that's cool. Can't we take it up a notch and break the rules? I love
you. Yo, I know what you mean. Don't be scared. Miss, come and take my hand. Look at your cards. You'll never have a better hand. I've known you 5 years, so I understand. But don't understand why you've been played by many men. You're sexy, you're smart. That's why I'm into you. You always tell me down like a friend should do. Hit me out, can we take it to the next level? I'm trying to have this room shaking like heavy metal. Sex, nope, sex ain't everything. I want to see you in a white dress. Here's the wedding ring. Give me a shot like...
Yes, yes, we are back. Like I said, we had to pay some bills. It got hot and heated here at 707 Lake Street. Like I said, this is real
yes,
talk with Lucky Me. Finally, Elmira has a voice sponsored by Pregame Radio. Brooklyn Black made this possible. Show that man love. Add him on the Facebook. Add him on the Twitter. He's the next best thing. It's getting crazy, Brooklyn Black. It's getting crazy, baby.
Yo, all I gotta say is... That shorty peekaboo, she's going ham right now. But
I think we're going to get it back on the air. Let me see if I can get it back on.
Oh,
peekaboo, you still there? Peekaboo, are you still there?
Silence.
Oh.
We have
We in the building?
Hello? Who's on, you on the air?
I like that.
Are you on the air?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh, we got another caller, Miss Kiki, on the air. How you doing, ma'am?
Hey, what up, Lucky?
All right, another Elmira native, sexy Kiki.
No, I'm from Detroit, buddy.
Oh, excuse me, Detroit. High five. There it goes. It's in the air. All right. What do you like? Dark skin dudes or light skin dudes, and why?
Can't be piggy. Kind of tan myself. I like the way that dark skin guys put it down, but sometimes I gotta go retreat to those white boys.
Oh, you got a thing for the
white
boy.
They got that crazy look in their eye when they put it down on you. You ever look up at a white boy while he's trying to go in on that?
I've never looked down at a white boy, of course, ma'am. But if it tickles your fancy, let me ask you a question. We're having a heated discussion. We're talking about fighting and stuff like that. You're a lady. Is there an age cutoff when fighting shouldn't be appropriate?
No. If you're old enough to go around and have sex with grown-ass men, then you're old enough to sit down, act like a lady, sit down with the other woman and be, hey, what's up? And just say what's on your mind. If you're not old enough to do that, then you don't need to be in the game at all.
And how old are you, ma'am?
I'm 19.
So you're 19, and you sound like you have some smarts, some intelligence. How does one get this knowledge that you have?
I've learned from family. I learned from watching my older cousins. I learned from picking up things from my mother. Grew up in the heart of Detroit. I had lots of friends that were, hell, they have like 6 kids at my age already.
Okay.
That's their problem, not mine.
All right, we're talking Elmira. Elmira men. Is there anything that you want to see them change?
I don't know. You can't change Elmira men because if you do, Elmira women aren't going to respond. I could find the nicest guy in the world, put him right in front of her, in front of an Elmira girl. Everything she wants, the cash, the niceness, all of it. What makes her think that she's not going to go retreat to go find a thug?
So pretty much, if you're a good guy in Elmira and you're a hardworking man, and let's just say you work at McDonald's, but you're a hardworking man and you're making ends meet and you're faithful and you go to church, and what if you don't go to church? That these women aren't responsive to that? They won't respond to that?
Honestly, I go for guys like that because they make great family men. But most of the people that I run into, they don't. They would rather be the gangbanger that's flipping drugs for quick cash, you know. They just want to go.
So how can we change the perceptions and the thinking of these women to let them know, like, you know, it's okay to be with a geek or a hardworking man? They don't have to settle for the abusive men or the dudes that don't work and they just want to be in their ass all day. Like, do you think that the women that go for those guys, they want the men that don't have a job so they can watch them? Because if they did have employment, there's a chance that they would have to interact with females and other people, and, you know.
You see what it is every woman has, like, a mother's instinct. And me, as myself, as a female, I don't know, sometimes I like to find a guy that's, like, out on his luck, and then I get to take care of him for a little bit. But then if he doesn't, like, step up his game, get a job.
Wait. I'm hearing a lot about this. You said take care of him. Is it just a female's motherly instinct? Like, that just that whole nurturing nature
well,
that you want to?
Not really. Because if they're not confident with themselves, they don't think that they can honestly put their mind to finding a good guy, then they're going to go with the ones that will just hook up with anybody as long as they have a roof over their head. As long as you're taking them in, putting food in their stomachs, clothes on their back, money in their pocket, they don't care what you look like.
All right.
Like
young Prince, you still there, Young Prince?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we got you back on the air. I'm sorry, sir. We got you back on the air. This young lady is saying they like taking care of the men. What's your say to that?
Yeah, this your boy Nice, but I'm gonna keep it real. Right, yeah, they don't like you see how they don't even like taking care of themselves. Let alone talking about they like taking care of another man. You know what I'm saying? Like we just witnessed online a fight with two chicks that was even taking care of themselves. They fighting over some other nigga and all that. They don't even care. These bitches can't take care of themselves. That's what I'm saying.
That's
like
because they don't have their priorities straight. If they would stop worrying about penis so much and focus on their life and what they have to accomplish, then maybe they wouldn't be in this predicament. Maybe if they would have had somebody, maybe if they would have had somebody like in their life say, hey,
that's 95% of the women out here, though.
Not how you work. You go to school.
So,
not to
cut you off, Nick, but
job.
Nice. You're nice. All right, I'm new to this town. Well, I'm in a relationship now. But what does a single man, an ambitious single man, how does he go about getting a good woman in Elmira? Is that possible?
I mean, yeah, it is possible. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to shoot them all down like, you know what I'm saying, like all the women out here ain't no good. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, 9 times out of 10, if you messing with a chick and she got no good friends, I mean, it's a big shot that she's going to be a no good chick. And if she is a good chick, she's only going to be a good chick for a little while. And then she's going to slip into the same ways that her friends are doing. Everything that they doing, she's going to end up doing, too. She see they friends and her friends getting smacked around, she's going to want a nigga to smack her around, too. You know what I mean? They don't want to be left out.
All right, hold on. We got somebody putting their hand up. You're on the air, 259.
Is that you? Oh, yeah. What you going to say? Oh, hold on. Just me.
We're having a heated discussion. We're talking about Elmira girls, we're talking about the fight, we're talking about things, how to better things. We're not just going to bash everybody. We're talking about how things could be better in Elmira, New York, 607. We got to pay some quick bills, and this is going to be our last commercial before we go straight through. We have 30 minutes left on the show, and we're going to go with some Mace.
You ready, Mace?
Party people, in the place to be.
Uh-huh.
It's about that time
for us to Yeah, what you know about going out? Head west, red legs, TVs, all up in the headrest. Try and live it up, rock jewel, bigger truck, beats all glittered up, stick a kid, nigga, what? Jig with a cut, sip crisp, spit it up, hoes ride, get your nut, till I can't get it up. I'm a big man, get this man room, I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you stand on the wall, hand on your balls, lighting up drugs, always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code, they figure I went wild when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold, baguettes in my rolls. Rec shows, collect those, extra O's. Buy the heat, get a key to the Lex to hold. East, west, every state, come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make. Whether from the ex-friend, intellects or bins. Let's begin, bring this BS to an end. Come on.
Bad, 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 bad boy.
Yeah.
You make me
understand we be Rod Kiki, shipping DP to the TV, look greedy.
Uh-huh.
Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 Chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, mama say they gleam. And I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all, I ain't mad at y'all. Now give me the catalog, I show you how daddy ball.
That's right.
6 cars in power to 5 big stars. Sit up CEO style, smoking on cigars,
uh-huh.
Nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
Bad, 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 bad boy.
Yeah.
You make me feel so good.
Come on.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad, 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 bad
yeah.
boy. I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Yeah. Do Maze got the ladies?
Yeah, yeah.
Do Puff drive Mercedes?
Yeah, yeah.
Take hits from the 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
but do it sound so crazy? With me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, attached to a SC. Smoke my Nestle, nomad rap, ass cat with my check be. Problem with y'all, I said directly.
Right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat. From no holy shows to menage a suite.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to hardly speak.
Come on.
Bad, bad, bad boy. You make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good. You know
bad
you
boy.
Make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Back on the air, we was having a naughty talk conversation here at Stills and Dales. I want to give a shout out to the lovely light skinned lady who was just in here, who was talking real dirty to me. And I told her I'm in a relationship and I respect my relationship.
So you ain't get the number. You ain't trying to make an assist for another player. Not like that.
Nope.
You just gonna walk out the store.
Nah, 'cause to be honest, I'm in a relationship right now, and
okay,
I think
so,
a man.
So you can't get an assist. I ain't saying you gotta score. I'm saying you can't get an assist.
Nah, because I'm tired of my male friends using me to get girls. I'm done with that. I'm tired of passing alleys. Because when I do pass an alley, a dude, he fucks it up, and it makes me look bad. And so,
this is some old bullshit.
I know, right? It's some bullshit. So, you know, we got 20 minutes left on the show, Brooklyn Black. And how you think the show's going so far, sir, before we add the people back in?
All right, well, first off, I gotta you know, give you a shout out because it was your initial idea to do your Real Talk with me, and then how that show progressed that made me want to pick your show back up. So big shout out to you, big shout out to Elmira. Like, you know, you guys are out there, you guys come through, y'all show out, y'all show love. So without you guys, this show wouldn't be popping, wouldn't be as hot as it is. You know, right now, after of course my pregame radio. This show, Real Talk Collecting Me, is the highest-rated show on the pregame radio network. So it's a good thing, and it's all thanks to you guys at Elmira, the crazy ones, Hooters.com, Peekaboo, Young Prince, Tyler with his tight-ass shirts. Is everybody doing their thing, and they're making Real Talk Collecting Me a household name. So it's a good thing, and I'm expecting great things, you know what I'm saying, in the upcoming seasons and all that.
Well, I mean, I want to take this time to say also, like I said, the basis of the show is about change. I mean, you want to take negative and turn it to positive. You know, things I do talk about, I want to let the people know that it's okay to change. You know what I mean? It doesn't – all right, people think of Elmira, New York. You think of a jail town. And, you know, I want to be an example of what – about change, you know, as far as music, you know what I mean? Like, people paying attention. We got people calling in, wanting to battle and stuff like that. That means they're paying attention. And so it saddens me to see certain things, like the mothers, the single mothers pushing the strollers all the time in cold weather and stuff, and the fathers of Elmira living around the corner from their children, but they got money for locals, but they don't got money for Pampers, you know, stuff like that. And so good things to come. Like I said, this won't be possible without you. I want to get a couple people back in. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Like I said, if y'all got Twitter, add him. Yo, Brooklyn Black, put your stuff out there so people can add you and they can know who you are.
All right. Well, for those trying to, you know, get at me, I'm on Facebook, of course, Brooklyn Black. I also got a fan page on there so you can like it and spread the word. Also, we got a pregame radio group popping on Facebook. So if you're my friend, let me know. I'll add you to that. I'm on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. The network has a Twitter account also. It's pregame_radio. Artist, you guys want to get on, hit us up, pregameradio@gmail.com. And also, I just made the announcement via Facebook, Pregame Radio is restructuring and revamping. What that means is, that means I'm adding new shows. What that means, I'm adding more hosts. So if you feel you got what it takes and you can command the microphone and you actually got a love for entertaining and, you know, music and everything like that, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Pitch me your ideas. We'll go back and forth, and we'll get you guys popping. You know what I'm saying? Because the main purpose of pregame is to give those who can't be heard, give them a voice, and those who can't be heard, give them a platform to be heard on. So hit us up, and that's just what it is. Hit me up on Twitter. All right,
we
all ask if you want to do this. Huh?
We got 0971. Who's that? You're on the air.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Nick.
Hi, oh, Nick. You're back. Oh, you had me on hold. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. All right. I didn't know what was going on. I want to make sure everything is all right. All right. Did she just hang up? What is going on here? What is... No, 1465, is this Hooters.com?
Yeah.
Hooters, is that food ready yet?
No.
Why ain't the food ready, Hooters?
You're doing the show.
Prime example. We're putting you back on hold. One thing, like I said, I'm glad this just happened. Now, females, I don't know if times is changing and stuff like that. Why does a man have to ask you to cook? Why do we have to ask you to cook? What the fuck is going on? Why, like, when I was younger, you know what I mean, the you know, my grandmother or whatever, she'll get up and make breakfast, make lunch, make dinner. It seems like we got to make you guys jump through hula hoops. We got to jump through hula hoops just so you guys can cook. Why y'all don't want to cook? Let's say we can, if Nice is still on the air. Yo, Nice, you still on the air, Nice?
It's not Nice.
Oh, this is Miss White Castles. Miss White Castles, why you females don't cook as often as you should?
Wait a second. I don't cook?
As often as you should.
As often as I should. I probably would, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes he'd be acting up, so I don't feel like he deserves. He can get his home. He can fend for himself. I cook enough. Why he can't cook once in a while?
Oh, hold on. We just got something on the meter. She said, "I love dark skinned men." And I go both ways. Oh, she's naughty. This is a Christian show. I'm sorry about that. We back to Miss White Castles. Now you said you don't cook because he gets on your nerves. Well,
no,
my grandmother.
No, I do cook. I cook enough for his little chubby self. I'm saying, is that why he can't cook for me once in a while? Why when he does cook, it's got to be the way he cooked when he was in jail? Why it's got to be like that? why he can't make me some hamburger helper and just read the directions on the box?
So pretty much, I mean, maybe he's institutionalized, and so as a female who's in a relationship with your mate, from what you're saying, all he knows how to do is make jail meals. Are you going to accept the fact that all he knows how to make is jail meals?
No, that's why I cook. That's why I cook tonight.
So you cook three meals a day? Do you cook three meals a day?
No, I don't work three meals a day because that's something most of the time I'm at work. Got a job. Work.
So
what am I supposed to do? Make three meals, put them in the Tupperware, throw them in the fridge?
Well, once upon a time, I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, and I saw those mothers on Sunday. They would cook for the whole week, and they put all the food in Tupperware because they work during the week. And what they would do is they'll make, like, 40 biscuits. They make a big thing of rice, a big thing of spaghetti.
Oh.
They're fried mad chicken, and they put it in Tupperware and stuff like that. Why the women up north don't do that?
I don't know, sir. I can't answer that question because I might not cook three meals a day, but I cook for chubby self.
Well, I mean, I guess you'd probably be the exception to the rules, but I'm having a hard time getting women to cook for me without me having to ask them. And
I know I cook because I know if I'm hungry, he's going to be hungry. Like, if he had a job and he was at work, like, we'll be ready by the time he got home.
So do that take
that
away
ain't
from?
For me.
So what if she's a woman? What if she's a good woman, and she don't cook? Do that take away? Should a guy pursue a future with this young lady, being that she doesn't cook? He has to ask her to cook.
So what is your advice to that?
Maybe
she's been in other relationships where the man has never been like really interested in her cooking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she could have been in a relationship with a guy that cared less about eating or something. Maybe she needs some guidance to be shown the right way how to treat a man.
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah, I mean, it's
like,
I do feel like
a female is supposed to cook for her man.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I keep saying this every show. I'm old-fashioned. I believe the man should go out there, work hard, work, 8-12-hour shifts a day. But at the same token, if he's bringing in the money, his laundry should be done, his meals supposed to be prepared, his lunch for the next day supposed to be prepared, and with that money, she's supposed to pay the bills and do all the necessary things.
I agree with that. But what if the female is the bread maker? Shouldn't the male be cooking when she gets home?
Yes, I think if the female is the breadwinner, that guy should have the apron on. He should be vacuuming. He need to be doing those laundry. He need to be cooking. Or if he's not a good cook, he's supposed to prepare the food. And at least so when you do get home.
You shouldn't have to ask him, right? He should just do it.
No, you shouldn't have to ask. He should respect the fact that you're bringing money in, and he should you're coming 50%, he should come the other 50%.
Word.
And so that's just one of the things here we fight with. No, I fight with finding a good woman that can cook. I spend about $100 a month on McDonald's.
And also too, a lot of the
a lot of women coming up now, you know, they want, you know, they have had, you know, their mothers had them young, and they weren't really, you know, instilled those values, like, you know, a chick that came up through me and Lucky's time, you know, they weren't taught, oh, you know, how to cook or how to iron, hell, even do laundry, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're microwave divas, and if shit gets dirty, just go buy new shit. So they don't know how to do such shit.
The microwave divas.
But I don't really feel that, because as a woman, you have women intuitions. You know what you're supposed to do. If
yeah,
you don't know how to do
it, if those values and shit isn't instilled in them coming up, like if a mother had a kid, had her daughter at 16, and now that mother's 32 and the daughter's 16, now she out fucking. And if that mother didn't teach her, you know, how to boil water, because why? Because she would drop off at grandma's and go party. She can't really, you know, that girl, she doesn't know how to do shit. So now she gets a man, the man's like, yo, what type of girl are you? How were you raised? If she can't, you know, even make rice. Or she don't know that you can't put colors in with the white clothes. You know what I'm saying?
So
like
her man need to put her under the wing and show her what's right.
But, all right, then that's another thing, too. Why does the man always have to, you know, why do we have to teach these girls stuff? Why, like, is it worth it?
If it's worth it, if you feel like it's worth it, because in the end, like, it might not be, like, I don't know, she might not be worth it, but, like, what if she is?
Why,
and you don't get,
it's like,
and
why
you don't
train
get
someone
that?
Else? Why train a girl, build a girl up for somebody else?
How do you know it could be for somebody else, though? Because in a way, like, you're showing her more. You're helping her grow with life to see what, if she didn't do right with you, how she could do it right with the next one. Either way, it's a learning experience for her, really.
Yeah, but I, sometimes, and like I said, I'm not shooting at anybody or anything. I'm just general conversation. You figure a guy, because I've built up a girl before, and then, you know, you don't go out with them no more, and then now the things
yeah,
that you instill,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not to cut you off, not to cut you off. Let's let this caller in. They had Diana for a hot second.
Okay.
212149. What's good? You're live on air. 347-2149.
347, you on the air.
Are we talking?
Oh, I guess they hung up, or I guess.
That person there?
Yo, you're on the air. 347?
All right, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, they. I guess, like I said, if you want to speak, just put your hand up, and we'll gladly get you through. We got 6 minutes left on the show, and we're just talking about building up women that's gonna pretty much gonna work out your life anyway.
oh, you're shady, yo. You're shady, Lucky.
No, I'm not shady. No, seriously, though. All jokes aside, though, I just think some girls can be taught things, and then some girls, like Miss, no disrespect, but you females have hidden agendas, man. Y'all guys, y'all some tricky. Y'all, what got into that cat? Like y'all out of control. Y'all very sneaky.
All of them. Not all females are out of control. Listen.
Y'all sneaky. Y'all
like,
very
listen,
sneaky.
A girl's not got to be crazy in the beginning of a relationship or whatever. Like, some females can take good penis and leave it at that. But you got the guys that be giving the good penis, feeding the girls a whole bunch of nonsense that's not even true.
Well, I mean, it kind of go back to what we was talking about the other day. It's kind of like, all right, you with your boyfriend, he signs up to his Facebook, he gets somebody that he don't even talk to like that every day. She say, hey, sexy, how you doing, boo, or whatever. She said, if you seen that, you're going to smack dog shit out of him. But if you sign into yours and some dude hits you up like, hey, sexy, you looking really good, what's going on? The guy is not supposed to do nothing to you. Why is that?
My perception has changed on that only for the simple fact that what happened last night in the shop. Because now I understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitches are really crazy, and they really be doing some crazy shit.
So, because women will do that on purpose, knowing that that the girlfriend has the code to the password, and she'll still hit up the guy and be like, hey, boo, what's going
because
on? When you
because that's trying to make her man jealous and maybe, like, get to his head what he has to do to keep her. Because it don't matter. A man should always tell a woman sweet nothings because the next man's willing to.
All right, hold on. We just got a response. It says, Lucky, if a dude works all day, she should have breakfast and a packed lunch and have dinner made for him out of respect Same goes for the guy, All right, just responding to... So pretty much if the female works, the guy is supposed to do everything else.
That's not true. What do you mean? I don't think it should be either way. I said regardless whether she works or not, there's things around the house that she should have to do.
Well, I mean, I'm saying if the female is working 50 hours a week, the guy can at least have the house looking immaculate, like, or doing the laundry or, you know, preparing meals or paying bills or do things like that. You don't agree?
No, I do agree. I agree with that.
I'm saying two halves make a whole. That's all I'm saying.
It's true. If somebody doing 75, the other only one's doing 35, you ain't gonna get very far. You gotta see eye to eye on shit. Sometimes, yeah, whatever, you don't wanna talk about.
Well, I mean, when it's 75-25, I believe that some of the females in their mind, they're hoping and they're praying that it will even out eventually as things progress or whatever, that they'd be like, man, hopefully he's going to change and he's going to start being more caring and more considerate and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And so I don't know.
Sometimes I don't know. If the person is worth the wait, it might turn out right. But a female will only take so much for so long before she just.
Hold on, and I want to. We got 2 minutes left. Sorry to cut you off, Miss Castles. But I want to give a special shout out to Tyler, tight shirt wearing Taylor. You're missing an action, buddy. You're missing an action, Mr. Taylor. Yes, we got a lot of calls and a lot of people's listening. Shout out to all the callers, 607-357-914 and everybody calling in. Shout out to everybody who's in the chat room. What you say, Brooklyn?
I said shout out to the group of brothers on the check-in.
Yes.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I'm a group home nigga for life, so it is what it is. I want to thank all for all the callers calling in, everybody listening. Once again, every Monday from 8 to 10, Real Talk with Lucky Me. If you got a topic you think I should discuss, hit my inbox, hit my email, femaleslietoomuch@aim.com. Females, number two, lie, L-I-E, number three. Hold on, I messed up. Females, L-I-E, number two, much@aim.com. Hit me on the Facebook. Hit me on the Twitter at Mr. New City. Hit me on the Forms Ring at Mr. New City. Hit me on the tag at Mr. New City. Hit me on, what is it, Moco Space at Mr. New City. We everywhere. You want to end it, Brooklyn Black?
Yeah, of course, everybody, don't drink and drive. Be safe, you know what I'm saying? Have a good one. Check us out. Like I said, I'm on Twitter, Brooklyn Black. On Facebook, it's Brooklyn Black. Hit us up. You got, like I said, and we still get a show out there. So hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com, and we're going to do the damn thing. You guys have a safe one. Big shout out to everyone at Elmira Steals and Deals. Shout out to Tyler with the tight shirt. Check in with niggas. Make sure you let us know you're all right, and we'll see y'all next Monday.
Yes, and I want to give a shout-out to Omari, shout-out to Jordan, shout-out to my baby mom and my future baby mom. I'm getting somebody pregnant here, Omari, so you better get ready. Get your ovaries ready. I'm coming for you. Thank y'all for calling. Real Talk with Lucky Me. Another
initiating
day.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I love.